Next February will mark 2 years since the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. More than 18 months have passed since the start of the war, with millions of people displaced. One of those families is the Blotinovas. Mum Katerina and her two daughters, 16-year-old Elisa and 14-year-old Amina, fled Kyiv, leaving their husband and father behind to fight the war. Katerina was a lawyer in Ukraine, but due to the language barrier, is unable to practice here. The family moved through five countries before finding refuge in Yorkshire, where they were taken in by a sponsor and their children. Now in Greenwich, the family has decided to put Katerina's love of fashion to good use. They've started company Ukrainian Fashion Department out of a small office in Willesden Green, founded and funded by them. Their website showcases the best of Ukrainian fashion and sells it online via its website, ufd.london. It's a labour of love designed to promote and support the Ukrainian fashion industry, which Katerina has a huge passion for. I've spoken to Katerina, who understands English but cannot speak the language, through her 16-year-old daughter, Elisa, to understand what the family's been through since they fled to the UK a year ago, leaving all they knew behind.
My name is Elisa Blotinova. This is my mom. Now we live in London. We live in Greenwich now. Yeah, we just moved like 1 month. Before we live in Yorkshire with sponsors, they are very lovely. They're so helpful to us. These people are amazing. Yeah, they're so helpful because we have stress after we leave the Ukraine. We have very big stress. Because we live in a lot of countries, we change five countries. We live in Budapest, after we live in Vienna, Austria, after we live in Germany, and we understand when you go to England and we find these people really amazing. They're so helpful to us. Yeah.
So when did you come to the UK?
Oh, 1 year ago.
And you didn't speak any English?
I studied, but I'm not speaking. And when we come to England, I start speaking like English.
When you found out you were coming to England?
We're scared. Oh, yeah, we're so scared because when we приехали в Англию, боялась?
Очень. Very scared. Very.
My mom, she's very scared. She have like stress.
Two daughters and I'm alone. Нет папы, как бы.
Yeah, because my dad now in Ukraine, in Kyiv. Yeah, he stay in Kyiv. He helped to military in Ukraine. Yeah, and my mom's so scared because, you know, all life you live with your family. You have like your husband. My mom and my dad, they together 20 years together. And they, you know, like all life they together and one day you need just leave.
Yeah.
He stay in Ukraine and my mom stay with two daughters in another country, and she's so scared, yeah, to move to England.
Are you in contact with your father?
Yes, he's yes. Okay now. My mom contact with him every day, just online, like, hi there. Yeah. I brush my teeth now, how are you? Like, they speak every day.
Yeah,
this weekend she going to Ukraine for 1 week to see the dad.
Yeah,
yeah, because they...
A little dog?
we have a little dog in Ukraine too.
Dijon Frise?
Mia.
Before we talk about your business, what does the future look like at the moment? Are you going to stay in the UK? Is your husband going to come over?
We don't know.
Мы его пока не видим.
We don't see
мы просто живем, работаем.
We just live now, you know, like...
And work.
But yeah. I love London. My sister loves London. And mom loves London. Yeah. I want to stay here. I want to go to university here.
You came to the attention of Carrie Johnson. So tell me about how this has all happened.
Знаковое событие.
Yeah, because we just opened like 1 month. And when it says we need like some support, we just text to Carrie in Instagram. Yeah. And we have a shock when she answered to us like, yes, of course, I will be so happy to see you. We coming to her house. She's amazing.
И Кэрри, и Борису мы очень сильно благодарны за поддержку.
The Boris Johnson and she care, they're so helpful to Ukraine, just not for us, just for Ukraine. They very like support the Ukraine and for us it's very big, like, wow.
How is Boris viewed in Ukraine? Because he was one of the first politicians to offer support.
The Ukrainian people love Boris Johnson. We have it's like a little bit funny, but in Ukraine a lot of like teenagers doing like some music about Boris Johnson because he first started speaking not just with the president, just with the people.
Он первый человек, который, когда началась война, который первый поднялся и который первый приехал в Киев, когда опасно было приезжать.
Because he first who coming to Kyiv when it's very dangerous. The first day of war, he calling his speak with Ukraine. It's very big support for us, because I remember my first day at when war started, we sat in the bunker. We don't know what happened next. We just have shock, like, why now, why Ukraine? I'm crying every day because I don't understand why we need feeling this, why I need feeling my 16 years old is. It's like, it's very bad. A lot of my friends, she's dying in Ukraine. Yeah, and a lot of people die every day, and it's very bad. And we say thank you for Boris Johnson and his family that they helped to us.
Огромное спасибо Британии.
Yeah, and all countries, and for Britain, like England, like very, very thank you. Ukraine need this help now.
Do you feel like the war is being forgotten in the media?
Устали все.
I think that people tired, but war is not finished, and people die every day. Like yesterday, we have one city in Ukraine, Kharkiv, the rockets is, and a lot of people die. Like
вчера погибло.
You were in school in Ukraine. What was your mum doing?
My mum, she's a lawyer.
Can she practice here?
No, because she's not speaking English. Like language barrier. She have.
So you started your other business.
My mom is like all her life, like she love fashion, like love clothes, like beautiful clothes.
Я очень люблю красивых женщин.
She loves like beautiful women, beautiful girls. She like watching like wow. It's like, you know, like the some aesthetic, like some emotions she have when she see like beautiful women. And one day she's like, I want to open something.
Нет, мы приехали, да, я понимаю, что мне нужно чем-то заниматься и как-то работать.
Yeah, because we're going to England. She understands that she don't want to sit at home. Just she said, I need to do something. And she think like I need like support Ukraine, and another she need working, and she like I opened this. I wanted like business because it's with fashion. I like this, and it's support to Ukrainian business now, because this all clothes is doing in Ukraine and Ukrainians fabrics like wait time. Yeah, and she like I did this. Yeah, and we start speaking with Ukrainian brands. Yeah, and we opened this. We're working like 6 months with this before that we open. Yeah, we find the like small rent in London. Very, very small office that we have, like something, you know, like in London.
So you've got an office where you can operate from. Did you have support getting the office open, or did you do it all yourselves?
У нас кто-то помогал открыть офис, или мы все сами?
Мы все делали сами.
Just my mom.
And so what do you do on a day-to-day basis? What happens daily?
Yeah, now we're working like with that a lot of people, like British people, know about us, because we just opened like months, and people don't know about us, and we're not working with this. Yeah, and now we're working with PR, with marketing, with Target. It's so difficult.
Мы все это делаем сами.
We're just doing, I and my mom, it's like every day, like all night, we're just sitting and doing this.
Потому что очень дорого, мы пока не можем себе этого позволить.
Because it's very expensive, like use like another like people who help you. Yeah, we don't have this, but we're okay. We're happy that we do this. Yeah, now we're working with this. Что ты еще говорила?
Ну, что мы...
Yeah, because we want that all British people...
Мы хотим, чтобы много людей, именно British people, узнали о нас.
Yeah, because we want that all England know about us. Yeah, because we're not just a brand with Ukrainian brands. We support Ukrainian business now. We want to show that we're doing amazing clothes now. Ukraine, like, it's the people amazing, the people creative now, and it's really good. We want to show that Ukraine is like very fashionable. We're doing amazing clothes. Seriously, yeah.
So how does it work?
My mom just speak with Ukrainian brands, yeah, and this is we like choose like what clothes, and this clothes going to England, and this is all in England. Like we have delivery for all England. Yeah, like if you want now, okay, 2 hours and you have this.
But how have you got the time?
Yeah, we stand up at 6 a.m. At 7 we leave the house, and we come back at 11 p.m. 12 p.m.
All day.
All day. The dream of UFD is open the shop in London.
Не online.
Not online. Like now, it's a dream, it's a big dream.